views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Well, hi, there has never been a time when change is happening at a more rapid pace than now. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and today we're going to spend some time talking about not only change, but more importantly, how we deal with it. It's hard for me to comprehend how much change we've seen in the past 5 years, and heck, if we go back 10 years, there are so many things we took for granted that today, well, they don't exist. And well, the future, that seems to be the stuff of science fiction, except science fiction is closer to reality than many of us wish to believe. So the challenge in dealing with change in many ways is impacted by two things: attitude and education. And there is no one I know of that knows more about attitude and education than my next guest. I am delighted to have as my guest today Dr. Nito Quibain. Dr. Quibain is the president of High Point University, chairman of the Great Harvest Bread Company, a member of the board of directors of BB&T, a prolific author, and world-famous speaker. As a professional speaker, Dr. Quibain has received many distinctions, including the Golden Gavel Medal, induction into the International Speaker Hall of Fame, and the founder of the National Speakers Association Foundation in Arizona. Dr. Nito Quibain came to the United States as a teenager with little knowledge of English and only $50 in his pocket. His journey has been an amazing success story. In fact, the Biography Channel and CNBC aired his life story titled A Life of Success and Significance. Dr. Quibain, if you don't mind, can I call you Nito for the show?
Absolutely, Chuck.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. I am honored to have you as a guest.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
Nito, let's start with your story. $50 in your pocket and little English. How did that happen? And weren't you a bit intimidated?
Well, let me tell you, my story is the story of many in America and the world who have a big desire in their heart and a commitment in their soul to make something worthwhile with their life. And so, you know, when you're focused on doing something good, when you're focused on having a life that is founded on success but framed with significance, that is, you want to make the world a better place, you want to impact it and influence it in meaningful and purposeful ways, somehow, some way, unbeknownst to me and in ways that I cannot explain eloquently, good things come your way. You know, it's the old adage, the more good you do for others, the more others do good for you. And so, you know, I came to America because I believe this land is laden with streets that are paved with gold. I believe if you work hard enough and smart enough, you can make something of your life. And I understood that I had to speak the English language in a fluid, fluent, and flowing manner if I expect to do something with it. And I was willing to work hard and smart, and I followed the advice of my mother: who you spend time with is who you become. So if you want to be somebody of influence, hang around people of influence. If you want to have a positive attitude, hang around people who have good attitudes. If you want to deal with change confidently and competently, then hang around people who have done exactly that in their own life. And then she said, what you choose is what you get. So quit blaming the world for your failures or or your mishaps along the path, and start making choices that take you to places that can give you outcomes that are meaningful and that are consistent with your objectives in life. So that's really the story. I mean, it's along the path. Then I took some risks, Chuck. Along the path, I gave it maybe all the work I needed to give it, and then some. Along the path, I failed a few times. I succeeded many more times. I learned from my failures. I capitalized on my successes. And I always looked onward and forward to the next day and the next opportunity.
Well, I have to say two things that really struck me with what you just said. What you choose is what you get. And I do a lot of ethics presentations, and in every presentation, I always start with the comment that every choice has a consequence. And I think in an odd sort of sense, you've said exactly the same thing. If you make unsuccessful choices, you'll be unsuccessful. But if you make those choices that create an empowered position in life, then you can't help but succeed. What a great mom to have somebody that is giving you these wonderful programs at such an early age.
Well, I was very, very blessed and very fortunate, and she only had fourth grade education. But she had a postgraduate degree in a discipline you and I would call uncommon sense. And she was left with five children, with my father having died when I was only 6 years of age. And she lost herself in the potential of finding a job and feeding her family and educating them. And she did an extraordinary job. And everything I know and everything I've talked about and written about really stemmed to a great extent from the teachings of this modest individual who achieved very immodest things.
Well, certainly the things that she taught you and that you have then been able to communicate to the world have been profound. And, you know, as I mentioned a minute ago, the Biography Channel and CNBC aired your life story, a life of success and significance. Nito, how do you define success?
Well, you know, it's hard to define success because it's always in the eyes of the beholder. I think if you were to ask Donald Trump, he'll say maybe it's making a lot of money. If you asked Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, he might have said it's building a media empire. If you ask Hank Aaron, he might say it is beating the record of Babe Ruth. If you ask Albert Einstein, he might say it's unraveling the secrets of the universe. If you ask Mother Teresa, I think she would have said it's feeding the hungry and tending to the needs of the poor in the back alleys of Calcutta. Here's my point. I'm not sure I know what success is. Here's what I am sure of. Success is never enough. That people who merely experience success do not find the absolute fulfillment for the purpose of their life. That significance, on the other hand, is that channel through which we can influence the processes and the people who cross our paths. It is the way that we create impact. We give meaning to our existence. We define the reason that we are involved in the activities that we are involved in. At the end of the day, each of us, as we grow older and hopefully a bit wiser, we acknowledge that, you know, fans, fame, and fortune may be nice and enjoyable, but it really, the essence of life lie more in your faith, your family, and your friends. And even though that sounds so simple, in reality, it is difficult to achieve that level of understanding and that level of awareness, but inherent in it is this unconscious competence that resoundingly says, you know, there's purpose for my life. And so when I get up in the morning and go to work, I do it because I have a passion for it, because I believe in its purpose, because I know that it guides other people towards results that can make our world both locally and globally a better place. And maybe in small ways, but, you know, small ways compounded together cumulatively can add up to a lot. So that's kind of my definition of success. I'd rather be successful than not be successful, but I also want to have a degree of significance that frames my success so that it is sustainable and meaningful.
You've had a fascinating career thus far. I have to say, There are many of us who share the stage at different places around the country, and everyone that I've ever run into is always in awe of what you've been able to create. And obviously you've received numerous accolades, but in your opinion, what are the three most significant accomplishments in your life thus far?
Well, did you say three?
Three, or you can make it whatever you want.
Well, okay, no, I'll give you three. Number one, of course, it is the notion that, you know, if you have an idea for a business and you succeed in that business and you can repeat that idea, you can provide a service or a product and, you know, help people and in the process help yourself. I've certainly been successful in building a number of businesses, and through building those businesses, I've been able to achieve a level of success and significance, both economically and spiritually, and that is something that I am very grateful for. Number two, I think it's the notion that I've been able to reinvent myself on numerous occasions and for numerous reasons. You know, I was in consulting and publishing and in banking, in speaking, etc. And then I you know, as you know, came to be president of High Point University, and in so doing, I completely recreated and redefined what I do every day. And that kind of nimbleness and flexibility and entrepreneurial spirit that allows one to move from one thing to another and yet use the same fundamentals over and over again to succeed and to achieve a level of productive and purposeful results is certainly, you know, something that I count among my blessings. And the third one is that through it all, it doesn't matter all the awards I may have gotten in my life, all the successes I've had in business and beyond, all of the wonderful people I've come to know and learn from, all the books I've written, all the CDs translated in multiple languages across the world, all of that is to naught if a person does not have a philanthropic heart and a sense of stewardship. I am very proud that through it all, I have been able to maintain a balanced life and to understand and acknowledge that I have a responsibility for my fellow humankind, and that since somebody helped me, as just simple example, since somebody helped me when I was in college, anonymously, by the way, to give me a scholarship which provided some assistance to me, a partial scholarship to help me go through college, that I made a commitment to God that when I begin to work, I will do the same. And over the years, over the last 40-plus years now, we've given almost 700 scholarships from the Cobain Foundation to do just that. So for me, it's about you know, succeeding in the primary business that you're involved in. It is about flexing to change and realign yourself as the world changes. You know, we're no longer competing on a continental platform. We're all competing on a global stage now, and we have to really know how to deal with it and live within it. And thirdly, to also have this sense of balance that says that I must make impact in life, and in part I do that through my sense of stewardship and through my spirit of philanthropy. And philanthropy comes from Latin derivative, which means friend of humanity. That's really what it means, is to know that, yes, you are responsible for your brothers and sisters, and yes, you become a better person internally when you reach beyond your self-oriented needs to help others.
That is so powerful. And as we finish this segment, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and my guest is Dr. Nito Cobain, a world-acclaimed businessman, consultant, speaker, and author, currently the president of High Point University, and his work has truly impacted lives worldwide. I'm honored to have Dr. Cobain as my guest today. We'll be back after a short break, so stay tuned with us here on Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and several months ago, Dr. Nito Cobain and his staff hosted a meeting of the Carolinas chapter of the National Speakers Association at High Point University, where he serves as president. And I have to say, everyone in attendance was amazed. I mean, just amazed at the quality of what we saw. In fact, I have to say, I have had the privilege of speaking at a number of universities on ethics and business ethics, and I know that as a parent, if I had taken my son to visit High Point University today and he was in school, there would be zero doubt I would have him attend your fine facility. You know, we were talking about life accomplishments, and I have to say that what you've done in your role at High Point University is remarkable. So tell our listeners a little bit about your vision for High Point University.
Well, High Point University, Chuck, is a liberal arts institution in High Point, North Carolina. It is today a school of undergraduate and graduate population around 4,500 who come from 38 countries and 47 states. It is a school that offers, of course, baccalaureate degrees, master's degrees, and doctor's degrees in various disciplines. I came here about 8 years ago, and the school was a landlocked school, 92 acres, in the midst of a residential area. Today, we're almost 400 acres. We had to buy about 700, 800 houses to create the land on which to build about 53 buildings, including housing facilities, academic buildings, student centers, athletic facilities, etc. We invested well over $1 billion in the school. We've raised hundreds of millions of dollars from generous donors and wonderful people. And we took our population from 1,450 undergraduate students to more than 4,000. And by the way, we did all of that as we moved the ranking of the school from number 17 to number one. In other words, we moved it up to number one among regional colleges in the South, and we achieved many, many other accolades and metrics along the way. But the most important thing is that we say at High Point University today, we're not preparing students for the world as it is, but rather for the world as it is going to be. We're not trying to graduate students who are job takers, but rather graduate students who will become job creators. We acknowledge that the average college graduate today may have as many as 45 jobs in their career, and not because they're lazy and they get fired, not because they get bored and choose to leave, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to work at 45 different organizations. What it does mean is so many of the jobs that they will hold will become irrelevant due to global competition, due to technological changes, etc. And so the one ingredient, the one behavioral tendency that these graduates must possess in ample supply is therefore the entrepreneurial spirit. And the question, because when you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you are nimble, you're adaptable, you can change and switch and feel good about it and perform well in it. And the question is, how do you teach an entrepreneurial spirit? And the answer is you don't. What you really do is you create an environment in which, through which, by which a person feels the spirit and therefore become part and parcel of it. So we say at High Point, we don't really teach values. We live, our students watch, and they learn. And so we've created this zone. It's hard to explain in a few minutes, but we've created this zone that's absolutely spectacular. It's extraordinary. The facilities are to die for, but more importantly, the academic offerings are of the highest standard. The faculty are stellar. The relationship with students and families is beyond reproach. And so people feel it. It emotes within you this desire to be excellent. And therefore, the campus is very, very clean because nobody ever dirties it. People are very nice to each other and caring with each other because the environment is conducive to that and because the environment incents that. And so here's this small school that swam in an ocean of sameness, that chose to exit that ocean and enter a lake of differentiation. And to be different is not always good. You know, the idea is to become better, of course, through differentiation, not just do it for the sake of it. And then, of course, we wanted to swim in a small pool of distinction. You can't be distinctive in every way, but you surely can be distinctive in some ways. So at a High Point, we created value. We interpreted our value. We removed all the irritants from the system, and we added wow to the experience. And people noticed, and they flocked to the school. And when the students were here and studied and start graduating, the parents are very pleased, the alumni are very pleased, and they began to advocate the school to their friends and their neighbors, and the rest is history. That's what happens to you or to me, to any product, to any service organization, to any institution. When you give people more of what they genuinely want and what they genuinely value, they're willing to reward you and tell the world about you. And that, my friend, in short, is the story of High Point University.
I have to say, it is an amazing place. And, Nito, you have an incredible way with words. I was sitting here listening to you, and what you said is absolutely correct. We walked on this campus expecting to have a meeting. We had an experience. We saw the distinction, and we were wowed. And one of the things I've got to tell you, and it was kind of comical, I thought, although it was true, but one of the people that was helping us with our tour said, look, you will notice as you see our students here how they dress. Now, we'll get students that come in, you know, in their freshman year, the first 2 to 3 weeks, and they'll have their pants, you know, a little lower than their waist, underwear showing, you know, the typical high school. And he says it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for them to realize that's not normal here. And I looked around and I saw students and I thought to myself, this is the future, and these are the future business leaders that I can see entrusting a wonderful future to. And you have created that wow factor. It's really amazing.
Well, and thank you. And it has to work. You know, it can't just be wow factor. It has to be practical and pragmatic. Every organization, every individual, when they want to achieve something, must follow 4 steps. First, they must have a clear vision, what it is they really want to accomplish, clarity of vision. Second, they must have a solid strategy. Define where are we now, where do we want to go, how do we get there. Third, must employ practical systems, no pie in the sky, really practical systems. And fourth, consistent execution. You know, when things are not even easy, you must continually be focused on the goal and execute on the goal. And so that's kind of what we did, and we stuck to it. And by the way, we did all of this smack dab in the eye of the storm, called the most disrupted economic times in the last 65 years of America's history, called the Great Recession. So we did this while 08 and 09 and 10 and 11 and 12 were staring us in the face. But we knew we had a good vision, and we understood our strategy carefully, and we knew that it's practical, and we worked it every day. And you know, people are very appreciative of an institution or an organization that renders value that they can use and that they feel and understand its merits. When that happens, people will beat a path to do business with you. And more importantly, you know, your brand gets endorsed and promoted, and you start going from brand awareness to brand preference, to brand insistence, to brand advocacy, when they're telling all their friends about you. And when that happens, look out, because your organization is going to explode in good ways, and you just have to make sure you have the infrastructure to support it, because success and significance are coming straight at you.
Well, that's true. And you know, we started this whole conversation about the concept of attitude and education. And it seems to me that, well, to be prepared for the fast pace of change we're facing, it makes sense that education is a key to being prepared for the future. And you said you're not educating people for what's existing today, for the jobs that exist today, but for what's going to be. How have you been able to really craft that at High Point University when so many other universities just don't seem to capture that?
Well, at High Point University, what we've done is we said, look, the world is moving on fast. We've said, look, you know, change is inevitable. And we've said, for the timid, change is frightening. And for the comfortable, change is threatening. But for the confident, change is opportunity. And so the question is, where does confidence come from? And the answer is, confidence comes from competence. When you are competent, you become confident. And we said, what are those competencies that this generation of college graduates must possess in ample supply so that they can compete on a global platform, so that they can adapt themselves to the changes that may meet them on their pathways in life, so that they can become job creators and have an entrepreneurial spirit that drives them, that incents them, that inspires them, that motivates them? And we said, well, the answer to that are really three things. One is holistic education. What you learn inside the classroom is important, but it's also important what you learn outside the classroom. And so we want to create holistic students who are prepared in every way. And then we said the second one, of course, is experiential learning. In other words, you can't just study something theoretically. You have to experience it. And so whatever your discipline is, we want to create internships, career opportunities, labs, clubs, centers for sales training, for entrepreneurial training, and so on, so that you really get yourself smack dab into it. And third, we said it's all about values-based living. So when you have the right values in life, you're able to do things so much better. You're able to accomplish so much better. And those are kind of the three things that we really focused on. We ensured that our family of faculty and staff believes in this course and is determined to move in this direction. And then, as I said, we executed every day. Sometimes we made mistakes. Sometimes we succeeded fantastically well. But when you add it all up, cumulatively and slowly, we are right at a place where parents appreciate what we're doing, where students acknowledge that they're learning in significant ways, and where employers and partners and entrepreneurs are saying, you know, your students are indeed distinctive in some very valuable ways, and we want to connect with you. And that, by the way, opened up the opportunity for fundraising, for people who are investing money philanthropically with us, and opened up the opportunity for parents to become so engaged in the work of the university, without whom we really couldn't accomplish all of our goals. Parents and alumni who stand up and step out and say, I'm here to support you. So, again, it applies to anything, Chuck, really. It applies in your business or in any business, that it's all attitudinal in many ways. And you back it up with delivery and with execution and with a solid sense of commitment and tenacity, and results begin to come your way.
Dr. Corbain, this has been an incredible conversation, and I have to tell you, I would welcome the opportunity to have you join me again on this show. I visited High Point University along with a number of people with the National Speakers Association, and I know you're a strong advocate of that organization, but I will tell you, everyone that was there was absolutely amazed at the incredible package that you put together to educate young people. This is Chuck Gallagher, and this is Straight Talk Radio, and so let me be straight with you, the folks that are listening. If you are considering the possibility of where your son or daughter will be attending an institution of higher learning, let me strongly suggest check out High Point University in High Point, North Carolina. You may not have heard of it, but the reality is you will be impressed beyond belief at what's been created. Dr. Corbain, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on Straight Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break, and we will then continue on our road talking about education and meeting the needs of the future. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like... wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.